Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, my next guest is a woman who literally, she never stops, never stops. She's an author, she's a chef, she's an influencer, and she has a new business. We're going to talk to her now. It is, of course, Tricia Lewis. How's it going?
Hello, Jane. How are you getting on?
I'm good. Oh, my God. You're up to 220,000 people following you. You're following your transformation, your journey on Instagram alone. How's it all been going in the last while?
It's been surreal, and it's just been fun. I suppose there's ups, there's downs. There's, with anything with a weight loss journey, it can be some days you feel like you're free falling and it's brilliant, and other days you feel like you're going up Everest. But it's all about, I suppose, I kind of just get up now and I feel like it's part of my life. So that's the main difference. I'm enjoying it as opposed to hating it.
It's a chore, yeah. Is that the key?
Yeah. I think so. I think that I'm not going to be naive and think that I'm going to get a metabolism for Christmas. It's only going to get worse from here. So I need to keep on going every day and know that this is a journey for the rest of my life. And it's not, I won't be, let's say, sorted in a year. I will always need to keep an eye on it. And it's just to become a healthy, kind of sporty version is what I want to do.
Yeah. I mean, your workouts, they look really tough. I mean, you really go for it. How do you stay motivated?
Because I think motivation is like a gust of wind. When it comes, it'll just push you along, but you can't rely on it. So I find with the workouts, I don't do it as punishment to get rid of weight. I do it as kind of a celebration that I'm able to move and that I'm able to do it. And I think that with the workouts, they are tough, but they're also something I always thought I would never be able to do. So if she tells me to jump up in a box, up I go. And if I can't get there, I'll keep on going. And I just find that motivation, it kind of sets me up for fail a small bit. I need to just rely on myself and know that I have to do the things I really don't want to do to kind of feel the way I want to feel.
Do you feel pressure to post all the time? Because a lot of your business is, you know, people following your journey and your videos. I mean, are you constantly thinking about content?
No, and that's the mad thing. I think it's because from the day that I didn't set it out like that.
Good.
So I'll fire it up whatever way I want. Like, if I've no makeup on, makeup on. If it's a good day, bad day. If I didn't do a workout, it's just the way my day goes. So I don't create content about content. I just live my life through Instagram, which is in one way kind of weird and very millennial, but in another way, I love it because there's no pressure. If I do nothing that day, nothing goes up.
Yeah. I mean, people give out about Instagram and we know the pitfalls and we know you've had your fair share of trolling and you've learned to deal with that. But people rarely talk about the sense of community with Instagram, and it can be a great support as well, can't it?
It's huge. And I think that what you focus on expands, and you know yourself, it's the minority that have something to say like that. So I think if you're focused on that, that expands. But what I would say is when I started out on Instagram, my first fear was I would be mocked, ridiculed, and people would judge me. When in fact, I found thousands of people that made me feel like less alone. It's a huge sense of community, and I think it's, you need to have a responsibility yourself and go, if this stuff doesn't suit me, then unfollow. But if this is what I need and this is what I crave, because I think that loneliness is so taboo, Jen. But I'm single, I'm 34, you know, all my friends are kind of getting married and stuff, so things kind of change, but you do get a sense of community and you can follow things you like. And I think that I think it's actually a lovely place, and I think that the good definitely outweighs the bad.
Yeah, 100%. That is good to say. Yeah, absolutely.
And I them follow me, they're great crackers.
No, that's good. Yeah, absolutely. And you can connect with people and connect with strangers and people, you know, who want to ask you questions. Now, tell me, my God, I don't know how you have time for this, but you have a new business. You're gone into the knife business.
I'm telling you. Like,
go on.
I'm gone into the knife business. My father's so proud. I'm like, why are you so proud? And mom and all. It's just, my background is chefing, and then when the lockdown hit, there was 2 weeks flat in the car when we kept the doors of the restaurant. I thought that was, I was going to go back after 2 weeks, but then I kind of made the decision I would flake off my own. So I've launched my new business, which is Sharp by Tricia Lewis, and they're a set of multi-purpose efficient knives, and I absolutely love them. I love how I said I was 34 and single with no children. I lied. I've got grape shake and ox blood. They're as sharp as a button.
Why knives though? Because you could have done anything. Why? How did that all kick off?
Because I suppose I'm in kitchens since I was about 13, 14, peeling spuds on the back. So I know the necessity of a good knife.
Yeah.
And when I was the executive chef, if I was training anyone, there was no point if they had a poor set of knives. I couldn't get them to do what I needed them to do. So it's just the basics are really important. And I know I could have done clothes and a lot of people guessed it was going to be styled by Trisha Lewis. I was like, lads, I can barely dress myself. But I know a good knife. So
there's always that one knife, isn't there, in the drawer that you absolutely love. Or in my house, I think my mum has her favourite knife in there for about 30 years. I mean, if it's a good one, it's going to stand the test of time, isn't it?
And that's what I want. I wanted people to say, where's the Trisha knife? And I knew it was over lockdown. I had them ready. The samples were done, all sorts of. And I heard Mam and Dad go, where in the name of God is that good knife? And I was like, I got it.
His
dad's 72 and he eats meat for breakfast, lunch and dinner. So he needed it.
Oh, he definitely does. Listen, I've heard people have been requesting that you post videos of you cutting various things just to demonstrate how sharp they are. What's the weirdest request you've gotten?
No, I think they're not weird. I think my responses are probably weird going, a sweet potato, I take on your challenge and I'll raise you a turnip. So it's just pretty good. People are like, hi Trish, would you mind cutting this to me? And I like, it's just become the norm, but I've got as far now as a turnip, but as long as the turnip is not bigger than 11 centimetres, it's perfect.
You're totally fine. Okay, so your dad's very proud. They've passed the test. They can cut turnips, all that kind of stuff. So where can people get their hands on them? They're just online on your website at the moment.
Yeah. They're just on www.trishatransformation.ie, and if they buy two sets and throw in the code 2FM, I will throw in an exclusive ceramic peeler. What is my life, Jen?
Oh my God.
I feel like a weird wheeler dealer of knives.
Little did I think when I first had you on the show that, you know, a month's time you'd be giving away a ceramic peeler on the show. You're an absolute star. It's gorgeous. But you are very passionate about what you do, and it's clear. It's clear that you're very passionate. And I mean, this is amazing. But fair play to you. What's next?
I don't know. Continuing on being, like I said yesterday, like I'm an entrepreneur, which sounds like a grown-up, so I might have to like grow up this morning. But I am just continuing being happy, grow the business, grow my health, and just, like, I'm not going to focus on adding on years at the end of my life. I want to live the years I have now and just be happy, because I never thought this would be me, and I'm just really proud.
Well, we're so proud of you, and we love following
you. I'd go for a walk. That's what's next.
That's next. But listen, go and enjoy your walk, and thanks for telling us about your new business. We wish you the very, very best of luck, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bye, Joseph Jen.
See you,
thank
love.
You.
Bye. Oh, Audrey, is she giving away? Oh my God, we have a set of knives to give away. This is amazing. All you have to do is text Trisha to 51552. You have to be over 18, obviously, and not a psychopath.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.